This is VOA News. At VOA Remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A failed assassination attempt against Iraq's prime minister at his residence on Sunday has raised tensions following last month's parliamentary elections, where the Iran-backed militias were the biggest losers. Helicopters circled in the Baghdad skies throughout the day, while troops and patrols were reinforced on the streets and near the capital's fortified Green Zone, where the overnight attack occurred. Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi appeared in a televised speech soon after the attack, which was carried out on his residence by armed drones. The prime minister only suffered a cut, but seven of his security guards were wounded in the attack, according to two Iraqi officials. In his speech, al-Kadhimi called for calm dialogue, calling the attacks cowardly. He said such attacks don't build a future. Later Sunday, he met with the Iraqi president and held meetings of his cabinet and security team. There was no claim of responsibility, but suspicion immediately fell on Iran-backed militias. They've been blamed for previous attacks on the Green Zone. Poland's health ministry has issued instructions to doctors confirming that it is legal to end a pregnancy when the woman's life or health is in danger. The document comes in reaction to the hospital death of a young mother whose pregnancy had medical problems. Her family said doctors held off performing an abortion even though her fetus had severe medical problems. Poles held nationwide protests over the weekend, blaming her death on Poland's restrictive abortion law. Women's rights activists say the new law has had a chilling effect on doctors, and the ministry said Sunday it is in line with the law to terminate a pregnancy when the woman's health or